Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Okay, 20774.
And what would be the first and last name?
Excuse me, Helen Alston, A-L-S-T-O-N.
Thank you for that. And please verify the shipping address.
3606 Edward Street, Springdale, Maryland, or Upper Marlboro, 20774.
Thank you for that. And I see that you have the mini pause, the smartwatch, and the warranty. And how can I assist you?
That's all I want is the mini pause.
When it comes to our warranty, it's good for about a year. In case something were to happen to the pods, you can send them back to us, and then we can reship you working pods risk free. And our watches are supposed to monitor your sleep levels and count your steps, and we can offer you a 20-day extension.
Now I have the watch already, and I don't need that lifetime warranty. I didn't see where I did not want the watch and the warranty.
Yes, ma'am. With the warranty and the watch, the box would have already came pre-checked. The customer would have had to uncheck the box if they didn't want it, but we can also offer you a 50% of a discount.
Okay. But it didn't have no box for me to check or not check. It said, what did it say? Next, continue or something another. And when I did, you know, at the end, here I got, you know, these two things that I didn't want. But if I'm going to get a discount, then send them to me. So how much is the bill?
$26.85.
Well, that's what it is now.
Yes, ma'am. With the.
But I thought you were going to give me a discount if I took the other two items that I don't want. I got the watch already.
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on the discount now.
May I ask you a personal question?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you doing this from home?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The reason I'm asking, I'm retired, and I need something to do, and I was just thinking about, you know, customer service over the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you get involved in it?
Well, with me, I just went to a temporary service, and then after I've worked with the temporary service for a certain amount of time, the company that I was doing the temporary service for hired me on a few months later. And for some people, you're able to just go on in and apply for the job, and then they'll accept you in it. The best places for you to go is to, if you were to go to Indeed.com, Glassdoor.
Okay, say that again. Indeed?
Indeed. I-N-D-E-E-D.
I-N-D-E-E-D. Okay.
And Glassdoor.
Indeed.
And Glassdoor.
Okay.
Or you can just say work from home, call center jobs in the Google search.
Okay. Indeed and Glassdoor, are these individual websites?
They're job searching sites.
Okay. Okay. So that would be Indeed.com?
Yes, ma'am.
And Glassdoor.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Do they give you instruction? They train you? Of course they do, I'm sure.
Yes, they do.
I have to pay. And can you select your own hours?
No.
It has to be, what, 8 hours or more?
Yes. You can do part-time or full-time. Normally part-time is 25 to 30, and full-time is about 35 to 40.
Ain't that much of a difference.
The only thing that you could do is you can switch is if you're going. The only thing that you can customize for yourself is if you want part-time or full-time and which shift you want to work. That's about it.
I got you. I got you. Well, I'm an AM person. Like now. Okay. Well, this
I am PM.
Okay. This is good news. Thank you.
I'll have a confirmation number ready for you here in just a moment.
Okay.
And I have a confirmation number ready for you whenever you are.
Okay.
It's CS and Charlie, 109944.
Okay, let me repeat it back. C as in Charlie, 09944.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and how much am I paying? What am I paying for?
Just the watch and the AirPods.
Okay.
Which would be... would be about $11.90.
Okay. For the two. Okay.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a good plan.
Yes, ma'am. And if you already have a watch, if you already have the watch, you know, you could know somebody who has a birthday coming up, or you could save it for Christmas time.
That's what I'm thinking about doing. Right. Yeah. Excuse me. Okay, well, thank you so much, and not only for, you know, taking care of that, but giving me the other information about, you know, working from home.
Yes, ma'am. In most places, if you have kids in the home,
they
won't require you. Well, if you have kids, as in, you know, grandchildren or what have you.
I got great grand sweetheart, so that's how young I am, and they don't live with my parents. I'm glad to see them, and I'm glad when they go.
Or if you have any fur babies, they would have to be put up, and you would have to expect people not to come to your house. Otherwise, they would bark if you got dogs.
People come to your house?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, if you're expecting any guests that are personal for you, you would have to let people know what your schedule is.
So
that they know when to drop by and when to not drop by.
I got you. But I don't have to worry about that.
The unexpected guest could be UPS, the FedEx, the mail person, if they come directly to your door. You can't have any background noises.
Yeah, well, I'm my office is in you know, on the lower level. And if yes, any of those services come, especially if I'm ordering something, I have ordered something, they don't, they just drop the package at the door and keep going. They don't even call you or knock on the door, ring the bell or anything. They just drop the package and go on about their business. But that's not going to be a problem. That's not going to be a problem at all. No. And the company would give me the website, I guess, all that information, so I can, you know, they would give me.
You should be able to fill out the application on both of those
Both
of those websites, unless you were to do a search for work from home call center jobs on Google directly.
I got you.
And times out of 10, they will give you your own equipment. Your own computer equipment.
Oh, so you don't use your own.
No, ma'am. And if anything were to happen to it, you're responsible for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm a do one of these. I might do both websites and see what's what, and then select which one. Okay, well, thank you so much. And are you full-time or part-time?
Full.
You're full-time, and your shift is what, early a.m.?
10 p.m. to 7 a.m.
So you up during the night.
Oh, yes, I'm a night owl anyway. I have insomnia instead of me just sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
Why don't
I just make myself
earn you some
worse?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I'm an early bird. So I would want full-time. I would want part-time because I've retired twice. I just want something to kind of fill in some of the empty space, especially since COVID had shut down a lot of stuff, because I had already decided what I wanted to do. But they're not offering that service anymore at a grocery store. So
you could do online jobs through work from home, jobs through Amazon. You can even do it through over the phone for pharmaceuticals if you have a medical degree. There's help desk for people who have computer problems.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
And same to you too, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.